True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline is our pal Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5 entertainment reporter. Hey, Kevin.
Oh, John Paul Flame. How are you, sir?
Hello, Kevin.
I'm doing all right, man. You continue to do a great job. I saw you interviewing Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan about the movie Sinners.
Yeah, and so this is a really good time for movies. So next week I'm going to review Sinners. Today I have three films, but I do want to just mention real fast, Sinners is my favorite movie of the year, and I am just blown away by what that film did in terms of technical and emotional storytelling. And I think everybody needs to put that movie on their radar. It's an incredible film. It's R-rated. It's Michael B. Jordan playing two characters. He plays twin brothers who essentially return to their hometown, and an evil is awaiting their characters while they're there. And I won't go into too many spoilers now, but it takes place in Mississippi in 1930s. But is Ryan Coogler, as you mentioned, directed Black Panther and Fruitvale Station and Creed and Wakanda Forever. Is the fifth film he's made with Michael B. Jordan. It's kind of like that Scorsese De Niro or Scorsese DiCaprio connection where you have frequent collaborators who are working together. And I just got to tell you guys, this movie needs to be on your radar. It's one of the most incredible films. It's original. It's unique. Highly recommend seeing it. I'll give a full review for it next week.
Kevin, a sports / movies pop quiz. Sinners features Haley Steinfeld, who is currently dating fill in the blank famous NFL quarterback.
Well, she's actually engaged to Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Who also won MVP last year. And I know he was up against Lamar Jackson, who I think was a favorite to win that. But I think Josh Allen ended up taking the award. But I mean,
all right, Kevin, we got it. You nailed it.
I liked it when Kevin was dumb on sports, but now it's a new page. It's been
all right,
turned.
Kevin, we don't have much time. You said you got three movies. Which is the best one to see this weekend?
Let's start off with Warfare. This is the best movie of the weekend. This is Alex Garland. He's co-directing this film with a real life Iraq war veteran, Raymond.
You know, we had Alex in studio, right?
You know, we saw it before you did, Kevin, somehow.
Was it for this film?
Yes.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you guys right now. So
it's a very loud movie is what I would say. Yeah. Very loud and intense movie.
Well, you know Alex Garland, obviously, because he directed Civil War and Ex Machina, Annihilation.
Yeah, we're boys with him. I was sitting 4 feet away from him.
Yeah, he's an absolutely brilliant filmmaker.
We told him that the movie reviewer, Kevin McCarthy, comes on our show, didn't like Ex Machina. He did not appreciate it.
Yeah. I love Ex Machina. I love that movie. I gave Warfare 4.5 out of 5. Obviously, you guys have already covered it on the show, but it's an incredibly immersive film, basically dealing with a group of American Navy SEALs who are in the home of an Iraqi family, and they're overwatching, you know, a movement of U.S. forces through the insurgent territory, and it's a really it's a it's a it's really an incredibly immersive experience, as I mentioned and you mentioned. The sound design is amazing. There's no score, no music in the film. And I think what's great about the way that Alice Garland directed this is that because there's no music, you are in real time experiencing what the American Navy SEALs were dealing with in this situation. And it's told through the memory of the real people who lived it. And as we mentioned, Ray Mendoza, his co-director, is also, you know, in, obviously, like, you know, being able to kind of relive these memories through cinema is a very interesting tool and a cathartic tool to kind of, you know, remain and give memory to this incident. So I think it's an incredibly well-made film. I think it's an important film. I think everybody should see it. I gave it a 4.5 out of 5. I absolutely loved it. And I think it's
I don't
a
think you'd be
film.
Shocked to learn that one of the junkies who went to the screening left early because he couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
It was too loud for him.
Do you want to place a guess on which junkie that was?
No, let's get away.
I'm going to guess Eric Bickle.
Yeah, that would be. He's not here. All right, so two more movies. You have 4.5 to Warfare. What else you got?
The next one is The Amateur. I know that Jason was really looking forward to seeing this one. So The Amateur is basically Rami Malek. He plays a CIA decoder whose wife, Rachel Brosnahan, is killed in a London terrorist attack. And he basically takes matters into his own hands. And the idea being that he's an amateur and doesn't really, you know, doesn't really have any formal training on taking down terrorists. And so it kind of puts that idea of an everyman kind of person situation, like we're like somebody who doesn't have like the CIA training going off and trying to actually kill people who are responsible for his wife's death. Mm-hmm. Listen, I feel like I think Rami Malek is what makes the film worth it. But overall, I feel like I've seen this movie before. It feels like Jason Bourne in a way, but I know Jason Bourne's a different character. But I feel like I felt like I could really kind of predict the beats of it. It didn't feel fresh and unique. Mm. I understand the concept of kind of putting this amateur character in the situation, but the trailers kind of give away the best moments, in my opinion. Like that scene with the pool, I think, is like one of the best scenes in the film. They gave that away in the trailers. I think it kind of felt slow at times, to be honest with you. I was kind of surprised at, you know, how much I thought it was just kind of middle of the road. And I think Lawrence Fishburne's really good. The cast is really good. It seems like it would be great to watch in the cinema. I give it a 3 out of 5.
Oh, that's terrible.
I
was looking forward to it.
I would see, I mean, obviously Warfare you've seen, but Warfare is the best movie.
I haven't seen that yet.
You haven't seen it.
I wasn't
there. Warfare
is
the best movie of the week. If you haven't, you know, I highly recommend seeing that.
And my man John Bernthal is in The Amateur.
He is. And John Bernthal plays a character, I won't give away too much, but he's involved in kind of somehow in orchestrating what's kind of going on with Rami Malek's character. But yeah, I gave it a 3. I thought it was solid, but I didn't think it was great.
All right, Kevin, we only have a couple minutes before you get to the third movie. What do you think of the new Mission Impossible trailer?
I'm excited, but I'm also hesitant because I didn't love 7 as much as I wanted to. I think, you know, the franchise, like Rogue Nation and number 4, number 5, and number 6 were fantastic. I love 3. 7 I thought was too exposition heavy, and like I didn't particularly care for the story of 7, so I'm curious how 8's going to wrap things up. 8 to me looks like a send-off for the character. Mm-hmm. I think they're obviously the trailer has a lot of old-school clips from the original Mission Impossible movies, so I think they're trying to kind of full-circle this whole franchise. So that's what's intriguing to me is the full circle of it. I just didn't love 7 enough to say, I want to continue that story. So I'm curious to see how they're going to play with it.
All right, got less than 2 minutes here. What's the third movie you saw?
It's called Drop. It's about a Megan Fahey and Brandon Sklenar, the two characters. They go on a date in the film, and while on the date, Megan's character is receiving threatening airdrops to her phone that are coming from somebody supposedly nearby. We don't know for sure who's threatening the life of her family. And so throughout the film, she's getting these airdrops, and every one of them is more threatening and more threatening, and she can't really tell her date what's going on, and it becomes like this very intense ride. It was fine. I thought it was fun, actually. I was really kind of impressed how well it kept tension. I think the ending for me is a little bit ridiculous. I think it gets a little bit far-fetched. But I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. I think it's worth seeing if you like a good thriller, but it's not anything that, you know, is going to be mind blowing. But it has some decent thrills and some decent, character development and some great performances from
both.
All
right, Kevin.
When are you going to see The Accountant 2? By the way, real quick.
I think in a couple weeks. I'll let you know how that is. But everyone listening right now, go see Warfare.
All right, Warfare 4.5, yeah. 3 for the yeah. amateur, 3.5 for Drop. One last sports question for you as we got 10 seconds left. Where is the Masters played?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Augusta, Georgia.
Dude, he's on fire.
He is on fire.
All right, Kevin, good
look
stuff.
At this guy.
Bye. See you guys.
It's Kevin McCarthy. Has anybody ever seen him swing a golf ball?
No.
A golf club?
No.
No.
It can't be a person.
I don't want to.
And
do you remember his signature basketball shot? What he called it?
Can't remember.
I believe he called it the jackknife.
Well, I mean, he knows a lot about movies. He's not the world's greatest athlete. Yeah. And it's not a stretch.
All right. Hey, everybody go out to Hooters and save Hooters with Valdez this weekend.
Yeah, give him a wingman. Help him out.
Got to get out of here for Bish Bucks Cakes. I'm JP. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.